let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In Carl Moore's book, God Answered Me in Tough Times, my first deaf missionary trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006, he uses the Holy Bible, easy-to-read version, as he shows you the personal story of his experiences and obstacles. And Carl Moore, author of God Answered Me in Tough Times, my first deaf missionary trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006, is our guest on This Week in America. Carl, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, many thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. Thank you for the wonderful introduction, and I'm just super excited to be speaking with you and to our audience today. And hopefully the audience is becoming much more intrigued in purchasing the book through Amazon that we have going on here, and being able to read through, and hope everybody would be surprised and would be beneficial with this, with our spread of word here.
I really think it will be. The book is so inspirational as we follow you on this journey. The book is available on Amazon, stratton-press.com, the bookstore, numerous places. We'll do this throughout the program. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing the book. You had this experience and then decided this was something you needed to capture and to share. What inspired you to write this book?
That is a very good question, Rick. Well, I just thought, as I was reading all these different books about the journey throughout, and I noticed a lot of looking towards hearing people, there's a lot of different variety of different stories from different perspectives. But me being deaf, I want to be able to be involved in that part of the community and be able to share it with my own perspective, from my own experience, because of me being deaf. And it's just great to be able to share all these stories and not be able to just be limited just to hearing people, but to be able to share with the whole community of people in the world. That in and itself is what I wanted to capture, and to be able to give credit back to God and to be able to thank God for be able to give me the guidance for my first deaf missionary trip to Kenya, Africa. And I just have to give thanks to God every day for that.
Well, the
because,
book is...
With that new experience for me, and just praising God that I would be able to do this journey and to be here from America and be able to do that travels and be out in the world as it is.
Yes. What a gift that you were able to do this. The book is appropriately titled God Answered Me in Tough Times. Carl Moore is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's M-O-O-R-E. Book at Amazon, Stratton Press, the usual places. We'll give you those throughout the program. Talk about the challenges in accomplishing your goals with your missionary team. What an experience, and you detail it. Give us a little bit of background to that, accomplishing your goals.
So with my missionary team, with the leaders that we set up that meeting, and we called upon everybody that who was going to be planning to go on this trip. That includes also having the interpreters on board as well. That big thing is making sure that we have the interpreters with the team and everybody's on the same page. There is a full understanding of everyone being prepared of making sure that everybody is just on the same page, and we all set up with a goal, and we actually have 5 goals in total. So the big thing is be able to participate in the National Deaf Christian Prayer and learn with the worship to be involved with that. That was the first goal, to try to get everybody to participate. The second goal that we had was to try to do the research to try to set up the orphanage homes and be able to try to set that for the deaf, mind you, for the deaf.
Right.
And we were able to visit all these different orphanages and look throughout in Kenya and just look at all these different orphanages and to be able to see all the different backgrounds that we could be able to try to set up for the deaf.
It's just
the third goal that we...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Rick.
Finish the goals, because these are fascinating. It was very ambitious, the goals you set up and achieved. Pick up with goal number 3.
Yeah. We also talked with a man by the name of Charles, and we also talked with another gentleman by the name of Simon Ortegel. Simon, him in itself, he is a black hearing man who also is an interpreter who actually knows five different languages. He actually knows two African languages and three other languages, such as with the Kenyan language, sign language, which is called KSL, also knows American Sign Language, and he knows English. So five different languages in himself for that one person. And that, and he was with us as we were working all together as a team. And that's a huge beneficial that we had. Being able to work together hand in hand, to be able to encourage each other, to work together as a team. And that the fourth goal that I wanted to bring up is that we have to remain positive for each other. We have to keep looking towards the greater good for the world, and that's what we want to do. That was the biggest goal, was to make sure we stay positive.
The book is God Answered Me in Tough Times, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. Carl Moore is the author and our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. Check out Amazon, stratton-press.com. We'll have those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This was your first deaf missionary trip. How long was this trip? How long did this trip go on?
The flight, okay, I got to think about this here. From America, we actually flew from United States to London. That took about, because we went America to London, and then we went from London to Kenya, and that took about another 8, 9, 10 hours. So I think we were looking at, for flights alone, we were looking at about 16 to 18 hours of travel there. But as in the trip in itself, because we actually met the team, we all met up in Kenya, with my missionary team. We were there for about 2 weeks and a half, and then finally got on the way back. That took, there was a kind of a different departure times, because some of the team members had to leave a little bit early. Some of them left a little bit later. But all in all, we were looking at about 3 weeks as a team, but then flights, you got 18 hours one way and then 18 hours going back home. So, but I'm just very thankful that God was able to give me the sight to see the different side of the world, and helping open up my mind and my spirit, and be able to change my life. I will never forget those moments. And I have that all in the notebooks here with me, and be able to document everything, and also pictures as well. Pictures every day.
Well, yes, and you share those, and we really feel like we're there with you as you're going through this experience that made a lasting impact on you, and I'm sure the people that you had the opportunity to interact with in Kenya. How was this first missionary trip from a safety standpoint? You're traveling to a foreign country. Sometimes there's a little skepticism there how it's going to go. Was the trip safe for you?
Oh, yes. Yes, big time. First of all, here in America, the good thing that we did was, as we asked the escort services, be able to actually have them with us, because I do have a disability as well, that, you know, me being deaf, and just wanted to make sure like I follow what the flight schedules are, what are the flight plans. Because there was a possibility that it might have been postponed, and there might have been flight changes and all that. And me not being able to hear that, making sure, like, I'm watching people, what's going on with my guide, and making sure that we're going to be on time, and making sure everything goes as planned. And then you got the flight attendants. We have to notify them that we are deaf, and trying to figure out which group of people that we could be able to go in. And you know how you guys board the plane. You got children that have to go first, with women with children, and then disabilities. You know, making sure everybody's on the same page. Time-wise, everybody was all good. As we got into the next layover, because we went from Chicago to London, I actually had to get off at a different flight. That flight person was, thank goodness they already knew exactly who I was. They were like, yep, okay, yes, sorry about that. We got to we got to change your flight because it's actually going to be changing over. We're going to go Chicago to London and then London over to Kenya. So luckily we would be able to kind of get that schedule changed a little bit. They were able to offer me a hotel because there was a little bit of layover. So that was very beneficial that we actually had the services taken care of. So everybody was safe. So.
Carl Moore is our guest on the program. His book is God Answered Me in Tough Times, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. What was it that kept you deciding to return to Kenya? What was it that captured your attention and you wanted to go back?
So as my missionary team, as we visited the several different locations with the School for the Deaf, and that includes some of the hearing schools as well as we visited. And the different churches, the deaf churches, Bible schools. In at the deaf schools, the first deaf school that we visited, our van, as we pulled up, as soon as we opened the door, as we just stepped out of the van, there were four deaf children running out of the school, and they were just so shocked. They're like, we have the same skin, we have the same, like, we're deaf, and they were able to have that moment of we're the same and all that, and being able to have that recognition that we're black. And the kids asked me, it's like, are you from America? And we told them, yeah, we're from the United States. And they were able to actually grab other kids from in the schools, and they were able to bring everybody out and have that recognition. And everybody was just in shock, because then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there were several kids coming out running at us. And we're like, okay, what do? We just got to stay put, because the kids are actually coming out to see who we are, have the recognition. Yes. And all that. That first child that came up and was like, hey, can you please take me with you to America? And just trying to go back to America. I'm like, hold on, I can't really do anything right now, because it's not fair for the other 299 kids that are there right now, because there's 300 kids, mind you, out in this group that ran out of the schools and all that. So I can't really answer the question. The big thing was is that God will answer all your prayers. God will be able to help you through these times, and I will do my best to keep coming back, make sure that I'll have all the fairness and judgment, and throughout everybody with the 300 kids, I'll be more than happy to help out, but just got to make sure everybody's all good. So, and then the kids asked me if I had a wife, and they're asking, where's your wife at? I'm like, my wife will come in due time. And so I'm very positive on all that, but that what keeps me going back. I've gone back 8 times back to Kenya because of the kids.
Wow.
And my wife has gone back 3 times with me, but 8 times I've gone back to Kenya, and it's been amazing each time.
What an amazing experience, Carl Moore, the author of the book we're talking about, God Answered Me in Tough Times. Time going by so quickly. I want to talk about having the right contact people in Kenya. And what was the size of this first missionary team when you went in 2006?
There were seven of us, including myself, so seven.
Okay. And boy, that had to be crucial to have the right people in Kenya and the right people in your team. That was very important to your success, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. And we knew, and we knew that there would be a few contact people in Kenya. We knew that there was a few, because one of the few that we've contacted in Kenya actually used to live here in America. So that was a huge benefit. Yeah, he's been, that contact that we had in Kenya, he's been there for 10, 15 years, and then finally married a woman in Kenya. So that was one of the few contact people that we had, and he had a couple children there. And he's actually he was from Abilene, Texas. So he was from Texas, and he actually lived in Kenya for the past, I want to say now it's almost been over 20, maybe 25 years now.
Wow.
That he's lived in Kenya. So that was one of the few contact people that we definitely stayed in contact with, and stayed in contact with our missionary leaders here, and being able to have that contact.
Yeah, what a great perspective that they were able to bring. And when the team together, did you have any deaf, or they were all hearing team members?
Oh, let me think about that. Oops, hang on here. Something's popped up on my screen here. Hang on just for a second here.
Certainly. It's a fascinating book, and it's available at Amazon. It's available at stratton-press.com in their book section. The book is God Answered Me in Tough Times, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. Talking with Carl about the team, how it was put together, if he had any deaf members in the team or whether they were all hearing members.
So out of the team of seven, so we actually had three hearing people, and then we had four deaf people. And we also had one of the few contact people that we had, there was actually one that was deafblind, and that was a great experience as well. But out of the seven, three hearing, four deaf.
Do you need, did you have an interpreter with you? Was it necessary to have an interpreter?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Out of the... with the three hearing people, all three of them are interpreters. So everybody was signing. So one of the three, the one of the fathers there who happened to be deafblind is actually a pastor. So that was an amazing experience as well.
What a team and a group of people that you had the pleasure of working with. This was the first trip to Kenya that Carl took. The book is God Answered Me in Tough Times, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. Book at Amazon, stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. Are you still in contact with some of the people in Kenya, some of the deaf people we talked about, or hearing friends in Kenya? Still in contact with any of them?
Oh, yes, yes. We stay in contact periodically, and we talk through email most of the time. That's the main source of contact. But yes, we still stay in contact, and every once in a while we'll be able to text message. But that main source of communication is email. And more times than not, you know what's going on with COVID-19. They are asking these questions of when are we coming back. But we are planning on going back. Hopefully this COVID-19 situation gets resolved. Maybe we're looking at the year 2021, maybe 2022. Depends, because it's not cheap to go back and forth all the time to Kenya. But we are working on fundraisers. We're working on trying to sell the books here, be able to have that source of income to be able to go back to Kenya and be able to see all of our friends there, be able to have the missionary trip. It's not easy. And we just keep praying and praying, and we keep doing what we can to be able to get those funds, be able to help out, be able to get back to Kenya.
Well, thus the title of the book, God Answered Me in Tough Times. The book goes into detail with Carl's first trip. In fact, the subtitle, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. Numerous trips since then. It's important to read the book to understand. It's a very motivational, inspirational, insightful book that Carl has put together. And it's important also because it helps him go back and continue his work in Kenya. Carl, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much. Again, the book's available at Amazon. You'll find it at stratton-press.com in their book section. We'll have this up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on directly. Carl, continued success with all that you're doing. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick, for giving me this opportunity to have this interview with me, and hopes and prayers, and hoping that I can help as many people as I can. And go ahead, buy the book and have that great insight and be able to share with other people and continue the support with us, with our missionary trips to Kenya.
Well, you've touched so many lives over the, since 2006 in that first trip, and you continue to do that. The book is very important to continue the message that Carl takes with him to Kenya and shares with the Kenyan people, the children there. The book is God Answered Me in Tough Times, My First Deaf Missionary Trip to Kenya, Africa in 2006. Carl Moore is the author. Carl is C-A-R-L, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. If you're going to Google, book available, of course, at Amazon, stratton-press.com, the usual places. Find out more at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.